to the Smarketing Show. I've got my new prop going here, Cheryl. Now, listen, we got you one as well, but you know, this one hasn't got lipstick on it yet. I'll be marking mine. What are you using there?
I'm using the good old go-to hockey mom mug, my favorite.
All right, way to go. Maybe you'll wear your helmet on another episode. Now, listen, today we want to talk about things that business-to-business sales and marketers are doing, given the adversity. I'll talk about what sales leaders are doing, what sales reps are doing, because I think right now we got to be more of a perimeter player, and there's some great things happening right now. Cheryl, what are you going to talk about today?
I want to talk a little bit about how your communications and your messaging on all levels needs to shift if it hasn't already. And then we're going to talk about some opportunities. We've had some really good conversations with our customers and clients over the last few days, and we have some really great ideas to share on what our customers are doing to get into and involve themselves in these virtual communities.
And, you know, just for what it's worth, we try to be clear, clean with you guys. I think some people doing some great things right now. Now, here's what I'm talking about, okay? Here's what's going on. Social distancing, if you're following me on LinkedIn, equals virtual selling, hence today's show. Now, for those of you that might be new to virtual selling, can I play a little video here? Because this little baby, I think, is going to resemble what you're going to be like once you give this a test drive.
Legally, let go. Let go. Let go.
You got a helping Brittany.
Now, hey, I thought that video was awesome. If you could just, you know, our Vinny, our virtual producer guy, could show that baby's face again. Like, that is going to be, I think, what you feel when you're face-to-face with customers selling virtually. You're not going to believe it and not want to let this thing go once maybe this storm passes. But let's talk about where the customers are right now, where we meet them, because we need to stay top of mind at point of need, be respectful. So where are they, Cheryl? Where do you think?
Well, I think right now what I'm seeing with customers is a little bit of confusion over how they should be communicating with their clients. So we really need to focus and talk about how the messaging needs to move from a very sales-oriented place where you're talking about your product and service, and you need to shift that to be a supportive message. The reality is that the challenges are the same. So in a virtual selling world, you're still dealing with finding qualified leads, although now you might want to actually kind of reevaluate what a qualified lead is, given this virtual digital workplace that we're all in. Getting response from prospects. There's a lot of noise out there. I'm getting a ton more emails from businesses that I have done business with in the past, trying to get in front of me and trying to communicate. So you have a lot more competition that way. Standing apart from the competition, you need to think creatively on how to give that supportive message to your customer. How do you help solve their problems and maintaining relationships post-sale as well as team selling? Can you connect with another team member or another rep that can potentially act as sort of a mentor to you, and how can you help support each other?
So Cheryl, I mean, let's share candidly what people are doing right now. They're doing a lot more online presentations with customers. They're inviting vendors in to participate in these things. And I would argue, okay, and our viewers may disagree, and I'm okay with that, but I would say customers may have, in fact, more time in the next few days, weeks, et cetera, to actually look at alternatives to their current state when they're working from home. And we believe, just so you know, you viewers right now, that in the B2B setting, LinkedIn is going to explode. And when I talk about what to do, and my suggestions respectfully, we got to get active in a supportive role, like Cheryl's saying here, educational. And, you know, I know there's differing opinions I'm seeing on social media. I agree 1,000% with Cheryl, supportive. Look, our customers right now, it's like they've just been in a car accident. And if we walk over and go, hey, I know you're injured in there, but if you could just step over here, I got a product, I think you should.
Yeah,
you're going to do more damage.
That's a good point. And there is a lot of opportunity, and that's, you know, we talk about being positive right now. There's so much opportunity, and we're having some really exciting conversations with clients. And two things that we're talking about right now this week. Number one, how can you partner with other businesses that potentially have products or services that your customers need? Mm-hmm. We talked about there being a lot of noise out there, especially in the email world. How can you partner those conversations and be the one-stop shop to answer your customers' problems. And the second thing that we're doing is, how can you be creative in offering these solutions? And we've been putting together what we're calling virtual events. What is a virtual event? A virtual event is essentially an online interaction with a bunch of people. And there's a lot of benefit right now because you're actually not restricted geographically. You can bring people in from all over the world to participate in these virtual events. You need to be creative. Can you bring in a special guest? Can you offer an incentive? Can you give prize giveaways? You can call it whatever you want. Call it an open house. Call it an educational session. Call it a lunch and learn. There's a lot of popularity behind lunch and learns, and we can still do that. We can still get in front of those people, and we can help support them. I also want to talk about not to forget about the charities and organizations that you support. So it's very important to continue to be that support for these charities within your organization. And one of the things that we're doing with the client is an incentive over, you know, sign up for our virtual open house / lunch and learn. And in addition, we're going to make a donation to this charity.
So, you know, obviously we think of ourselves, our families right now, but there's others that are affected by this thing. Mm-hmm. Let me talk from a sales standpoint here. So, you know, just before we leave marketing, I think digital communications right now are paramount, and not just externally, but how about internally? I mean, our team's having video conferencing every morning. We look like the Brady Bunch on there. I can't believe some of the hairdos people show up with, but your hair seems to improve since this morning somehow, Cheryl. Anyway, if you're a sales leader, okay, you're the lead dog on the dog sled, and you will set the pace right now. And I think we got to stay connected with our sales teams right now to keep them focused on positive things, right? Because as I'm saying on social media, right, positive thinking is contagious too. And so structure, I think, is important right now to keep the routines going. So people talk, get a routine. You know, when I left my job as a vice president of sales and marketing for a $30 million reseller, and I went to working at home in my underwear, making prospecting calls, I get it. Okay, there's a shift. But this new video platform is unbelievable in terms of, I think, replicating what we do live, which I still think is the best for those of you that say, hey, whatever, live is the best. I'm a sales leader. Concept. Every day, book an AM and PM meeting. Get the team together. Make it fun, right? I'll give you some specific topics in the morning, and then give them a task to do during the day, come back, okay? Day number one, today, you got to get your LinkedIn profile tuned up. It is without a doubt going to explode right now. And we need to have those digital billboards out there, educational, supportive, not selling messages, to get to be top of mind at point of need. That's what I'm always trying to suggest to our clients. Get your LinkedIn profile set up. Number two, day two, we'll call it competition. Look, I've done over 1,000 live events with B2B selling companies, and I always ask them this question. How would you rate yourself on your competitive intelligence? In other words, have you visited your top 3 to 5 competitors' websites in the last 90 days? And even the tenured ones go, can I leave? They're not doing it. You're not doing it. So meeting, hey, everybody's going to look at the competition. PM meeting, you're going to show up, Cheryl, you're going to talk about competitor one. Billy, you're going to talk about competitor two, right? Now's the time to build muscle. Day three. How about learning your own product? Okay. Like some of you know, your sales reps have no clue what it is you offer. Okay. So I'll leave it at that. Day four, how about researching your customers? Look, at some of you got some pipeline going on right now or people you're trying to get to. Exhale, look at their website, study the animal you're hunting, both at the individual level as well. And then your landing strip or your approach right now digitally will be so much more effective and so much more personalized. Day five, fix that brutal presentation you've got. Look, we have family arguments at our kitchen table with Cheryl over here saying, hey, our presentation's not good enough. Stop, fix it. Day five, AM meeting, PM. Am I right, Cheryl?
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's the face I get, just so you know. How about day six, practice objections. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we don't do that enough in sports, and you're a hockey mom, you know, we repeat, so it becomes instinctual. Day seven, how about working on the top 7 or top 5 questions you want to ask prospects virtually to uncover points of need or pain situations? Companies don't have enough great questions, I think, anyway. And as we get virtual now, to keep the guy or lady on the other line from going off on their email, we got to ask questions and get them talking. Day 8, how about launching a online presentation or virtual meeting. Now, Cheryl's talking about it right now as if, you know, this is a good idea. We have clients right now booking, like inviting customers to come online and educate because they think they got time in their schedule. Right, Cheryl?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're doing series. We're creating these, you know, we're calling them, I guess, virtual meetings or virtual gatherings. And they're booking, you know, series with, you know, sign up, register. Even Ivy League schools, for example, Harvard, Princeton, Columbia University, they're all offering free online training courses right now. This is a time, and I want to say this, and I've said this to a lot of our staff, like, invest in you right now.
And invest in your customers. I mean, we need to build equity in the relationships. And, you know, for those of you that are where I come from, right, sales offense, right, we're going to, you know, do the activities. Let's just rethink them and do them digitally, right? And a little less sell, a little more kind of show and educate. Mm-hmm. The other thing I see happening out there, candidly, and one of the strengths that I think having teams meet morning and afternoon every day is the attitude of the player, okay, will affect the way they play on the ice. And, there's a stat that came out that says that our attitudes are the average of the five people we spend the most amount of time with, okay? And so if we've got someone in our ear, right, coming down into our basement office or whatever, going, hey, can you believe this? Like, whatever it is, your teammate texting you going, find the positive people, hang with them. You know, a junior rep out of New York City sent me a comment on a post yesterday. What do I do if I'm a young rep, okay? One of my responses was, find out what the top ones are doing. Success leaves clues, okay? Mm-hmm. And I talk about that online, whether it's me or whoever else, Cheryl, you follow. Find people that are carving away in this jungle right now because there are some people making some hay right now with what's going on. Anyway, Scott, Cheryl.
Two quick things before we go. This is the time to build relationships. This is the time that the relationship you build now with your customers will be very long lasting. And number two, to your point, surround yourself with other companies, other businesses that are doing the right thing. Those are my two. We all
know what the right thing is. The reality, Cheryl, is some people have this 30-day quota thing. And I think we got to just suck it up right now and do the right thing, plant the seeds. And, you know, we just want you guys to know as viewers, we're committed to continue this show. We want to support you guys. If you've got a best practice that you're doing, please share it with us. We want to, you know, share it with the B2B community.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thanks so much for showing up in your underwear, whatever your hair looks like. Thanks for joining us on the Smarketing Show today.
Yes. Cheers. And if you have any suggestions, questions, topic ideas, or anything that you want to talk to Rick and I about, you can email us anytime, engage@intocommunications.com. Share this video. And I think what we're going to do, Rick, is move towards even doing these marketing shows live where we can actually interact with our customers, with our viewers in the moment, because certainly that is what we want to do. We want to answer questions in the moment.
Awesome. Okay. Hey team, thank you very much for joining us. Stay tuned for more from this marketing show. See you, Cheryl.
Bye. See you, Rick.
Bye.